Navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ. Thanks for joining me on this episode of The Mentor ESQ. I have joining me today, I begged and pleaded for her to come back, and she agreed to, my friend Amy Richter. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Andrew.
So for today's episode, I thought I'd do something a little different. I thought it would be fun if we generally alternated, took turns, spent this next half hour or so asking each other questions. Now that I got a microphone in front of you and I'm recording it, sort of all the things I've always wanted to ask my friend Amy. And I thought, in fairness, I would give you the opportunity to ask questions of me. And it could be about me, but we'll have some ground rules here just so we keep things interesting and fair. Primary ground rule is somehow the question has to be tied into the legal world. And nothing too personal, but we could also ask maybe an interesting tidbit that someone may not know about us because they see us as these professionals. And right now I'm dressed down a little bit because it's summertime while we're recording this. If you see me online, I'm in a button-down shirt, but generally I'm in suits. People look at me as sort of the buttoned-up lawyer, and you know there's a side of me that's not the buttoned-up side, and right back at you, right? I mean, we've been together in social circles over many years. So I'm going to kick it off, all right?
Oh, no. I'm scared.
Do you think in order to be a successful attorney that you have to have a love of animals?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
I say that because I think that you have to intrinsically care about something that needs your help. That's what an animal is, right? An animal is like a baby that you have to take care of them and you have to figure out what they need. You have to feed them and nurture them and love them. And that's what being a lawyer is in a lot of ways. I mean, that's part of it. It's not all of it, but that's part of it.
Tell me about your animals.
I have 7 cats.
Names?
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Fast.
Okay, I can do it. Ready?
Yep.
Cleo, Angel, Spike, King, 7, Buddha, and Bits.
How many cats do I have?
You have now 5?
6.
Oh, you got another one. Names?
All right. Kitty, otherwise known as Mr. Awesome. Lucky, who is an Instagram star. For all of those with their IG accounts, look up My Little Lucky Lady. That is Lucky, who we adopted from Beth Stern. Has an amazing story. Now, before I go into the other names of the cats, I cannot take credit of this. My wife is really the crazy cat lady. But when we did meet, I had 2 and she had 4. And the family has changed in sizes. But all right, so we've got Kitty, Lucky, Luna, Fitz, Finn, and Emma.
Okay.
Those are 6.